Welcome to all newcomers, visitors, and the regular frequent flyers. If you are new to us this morning, this church, as you may have already ascertained, is different from most. For instance, we are not brought and held together by believing the same points of faith or by following a single prophet. What we love about our religious community is that we welcome people with a wide variety of life-affirming beliefs. For that reason, we don't always agree on important aspects of what is real or true, but we agree that each person is not only free, but responsible to live to what is most deeply meaningful. We also don't all use the same language about our beliefs, so sometimes we look at what words can mean, whether to ourselves or to others. We needn't speak alike to love alike. Two of our members, Jim and Marcia Stevenson, right here, have worked with their colleagues from the two Articulating Your UU Faith classes from last spring and fall to plan and conduct this morning's special lay-led service. We decided to offer this curriculum, Articulating Your UU Faith, because, like many of you, we had found ourselves at a loss for words when asked what this church is all about. We have met the authors, co-ministers Jocko and Barbara Ten Hove at Elliott Institute, and felt comfortable with their presentation style. We thought that their approach of short readings, discussion, written homework, and role-playing was a good way to develop our own answers to questions about our chosen religion. What you will hear today are the words of some members of the class from last spring who put together a summer service in July, and also some volunteers from the second class who met last fall.
Because some of the course readings covered Unitarian and Universalist history, we have included in today's service two elements with some historical significance. Theodore Parker, author of the opening words read by Barbara Moore, was a Unitarian minister in mid-19th century New England, a key figure in the cutting-edge theological and political debates of his time, and a supporter of the abolitionist cause, among many others. The tune of Find a Stillness, which we will sing before the meditation, is a traditional Transylvanian Unitarian melody, a melody that those of us on the Partner Church tour were privileged to hear sung in Hungarian. We're now going to have a skit, which is the example of what not to do, of what might happen if you were not prepared to give a short, informative reply to the question, what is Unitarianism anyway? Imagine a hotel elevator. A Unitarian church member is already on board. He happens to be wearing an oversized badge with the words Unitarian Universalist written on it. Perhaps he's attending a meeting of the Canadian Unitarian Council or some such. A stranger now approaches the elevator. When she spots the badge, a conversation ensues.
Oh, I see you're a Unitarian Universalist. I've heard of that. What does it mean anyway?
Oh, well, it's a religion, though some people think it's more like a discussion group or maybe a philosophy. It depends who you ask.
So where does the name come from?
Oh, well, Unitarian means, we don't believe in the Trinity. It means that, you know, one God, that sort of thing, but that's what it used to mean anyway, but nowadays a lot of us are not sure what God is or what God means, or what makes some of us believe in God at all. And Universalism means everybody's going to go to heaven, that's what it used to mean, but again, these days, a lot of us don't believe in heaven or hell, so that's kind of changed too over the years. So I hope that helps.
So, do you have worship services and ministers and things like that?
Oh, well, we don't. We call them Sunday services, not worship services, because, well, we don't really worship anything. different sorts of things, and we all have our different ideas about what God is and all this sort of stuff. But we don't have any formal theology. You know, we don't have any real set of dogmas, things that we all have to believe in. But we do have a set of principles that we try to live by. I just don't have to remember what they all are.
Do you have any sacraments?
Oh, no, no. We gave those up centuries ago. Well, actually, we do have a communion service. That's true.
So do you believe in, you know, the bread and the flowers? Or someone said you have flowers at your communion.
Well, we certainly don't believe in bread and wine stuff. We gave that up a long time ago. But yes, we do have a flower communion service. That is quite true.
So you eat consecrated flowers instead of consecrated bread?
No. We don't do that sort of thing. We just have the flowers. If people bring them to the church and we pass them around, take them home again afterwards. That's what we do.
Where's my flora? Thanks for the explanation.
Oh, I'm glad to help. By the way, come visit us sometime. We're a very friendly group. Bye.
Participants in the Articulating UU course were asked to imagine themselves in a conversation with a newcomer during coffee hour. This coffee hour chat exercise had two questions. The first question was, what does Unitarian Universalism mean to you? Nicole Hostinsky wrote, historically, UU is a branch of Christianity formed by people who question the teachings of the church. Through time, it has evolved to include liberals from different religions and philosophies, but who share similar values. What we have in common is not dogma, but principles such as reverence for life. We recognize the worth and dignity of each person and also the grandeur of the whole universe. Consequently, we promote human rights, justice, and democracy. We value and respect differences, and we protect the environment. For me, UU is a spiritual movement made of seekers of meaning and purpose, whose main source is their own experience. We see ourselves on a journey and support each other on our path.
In the words of Ruth Sherwood, essentially, the movement allows freedom of thought on spiritual as well as secular matters. There is no adherence to a rigid dogma or series of rituals. This community is made up of questioning, seeking individuals who look to various philosophers and teachers of different faith backgrounds, as well as from different periods in world history, to help them determine their own beliefs. Because all are seeking to find personal answers, there is a sense of community in that search. From Karen Epp, we heard, our faith is a contemporary religious movement which features a lack of dogma, a belief in the inherent goodness of people, and the obligation for each member to seek out and develop his or her own system of beliefs and ethics. And now Barbara Moore will read to us words of inspiration that she has found on our own church website.
Can you hear me? I also found some keys. If anybody's lost their keys, you can see me after. These are Stephen's words. His words of welcome from the website. In our community, we enjoy the fact that we don't all believe the same way, or use the same words, or seek truth by the same methods. Rather than valuing beliefs themselves, we treasure the richness that comes with the independent search for what we find most true. We encourage each other to question in order to grow clearer about what we believe. To nurture freedom of belief, we embrace diversity. Many of us come from different religious backgrounds or from no exposure to religion at all. In our services and our work together, We're side by side with others who may be, feel, or think quite differently from us. How else will we learn the questions we have not yet thought to ask, or be offered possibilities we've not yet considered?
Ours is an evolving faith with changing viewpoints and open-ended questions and answers. We take responsibility for our religious choices and change them if new knowledge or understanding comes to view. With each traveling our own unique spiritual path, but we are helped by listening to others who are like-minded. We are bound together by our principles and many similar values. We believe in the dignity and worth of each individual, and because of this, we are compelled to treat others with compassion and work for the justice of all people. We also believe and have respect for the interdependent web of all existence. As an evolving species on an evolving earth, we are committed to continue learning.
As you heard a few minutes ago, the first coffee hour chat exercise question was, what does Unitarian Universalism mean to you? The second question was, okay, you're a Unitarian, what do you believe? Roberta Dixon wrote, I believe there is a universal force or energy that is manifested spiritually through nature and the generous and loving behavior of humans. I believe the divine is present in just about all life forms and should be cherished. What matters is what we do when we are here, and after we die, the spirit or energy remains. Jim Stevenson wrote, whoever he is, I personally think it is unlikely that there is an afterlife or that there is a creator. I believe that people are basically good, are happiest living compassionately, but have to be alert to avoid some selfish tendencies. I believe that a well-organized society can help bring out the best in people and promote well-being.
I'd like to acknowledge that the words you heard read by Vandy during the meditation were composed by Norma Morgan, who was one of our class members, and as you heard this morning, is recovering right now from hip surgery. So I'm also going to read some words by Linda Pratt in answer to this question. I believe in the inherent worth or goodness of humankind. I sincerely hope that goodness will win and humankind will live up to our potential for a peaceful, mutually respecting society. One of the things I don't like about having to die is that I will never get to know if we actually do evolve and get there eventually. I believe that the search for meaning and my own spiritual enlightenment in the community of our church is a worthwhile and rewarding endeavor. And now I'd like to invite John Slattery forward to read the words that he composed in response to this question.
Incidentally, I would like to begin by simply saying that that little elevator skit that you showed, the event really did happen to me in an elevator in Calgary at a CUC meeting. Only, fortunately, I was a bit better prepared for that one than I was in the skit.
Yeah.
All right, my own search for meaning. I think that human beings have the capacity for both good and evil. And how we decide which way we go on this depends on ourselves and our willingness to acknowledge the good and to pursue it genuinely. For myself, My search for meaning continues. I read, attend classes, engage in dialogue with others. I do not expect to reach final conclusions about any of life's fundamental questions. But this is okay. To keep searching, to keep learning, and to share my knowledge with others is very much part of my purpose in life.
So the coffee hour chat exercises are designed to give us better tools for inviting others to church or clarifying what we're about to anyone who's curious. It turns out that two members of our classes actually had such a conversation. The following exchange occurred between Vivian Himbold and Judith Gordon during intermission at a live stream broadcast of the Metropolitan Opera at a local theater. This morning, we will reenact the scene with Karen F. taking Vivian's role.
Isn't this wonderful? I've been coming to these live broadcasts for quite a while now.
I've come to quite a few, too, and I really enjoy them.
They're a lot of fun.
Oh, look, I see a couple people from my church here.
Really? What church is that?
I go to the North Shore Unitarian Church. Have you heard of it?
Well, yes, I have. In fact, I've been considering going. I understand it has an intellectual orientation.
Well, not everyone. Yes, but many people are quite informed and well-educated. I'd say it's probably a thinking person's church.
Well, what exactly do you believe? I understand there are Christians, Jews, atheists in the congregation. Is this true?
Well, yes, but as you probably know, we don't have a belief system. I mean, there's no dogma. We study different religions, new ideas, and examine events that are happening in the world today. We look at philosophical issues and we discuss them. And we encourage each other to shape our individual belief systems, reshape them, and redefine them. It's an ongoing process.
That sounds really interesting. It's just not me what I'm looking for. I think I shall come this Sunday.
Hey, great. And I'll watch for you. And I'll show you around. And, you know, I really recommend that you come more than once. You know, the services are different each week, so it's a good idea to go to two or three to develop your own opinion.
That sounds wonderful. I'll see you this week.
Sounds great. We'll see you then.